people need to understand that Google was missing something, the social networking side of video. And obviously it was so important to them that they were willing to pay $1.6 billion for it.
This is Pontech News. It's Monday, October 9th, Columbus Day, 2006. I'm Matt Kelly in Los Angeles. That was Josh Bernoff, Forrester Research Analyst, commenting on today's announcement between Google and YouTube. It's official. The two companies joined forces today in a massive $1.65 billion Google buyout of the video sharing site, the largest acquisition in Google's history.
Now they're in a position where they can take that sort of social networking DNA from YouTube and spread it throughout the Google site. And I think it may change the relationship that people have with Google, a relationship now that's more about other people and not just about utility.
In the announcement, they termed it an internet video revolution. Do you concur?
Absolutely. The internet is now increasingly a video-heavy place. The bandwidth has gotten to the point where text and images are almost passé. And in that environment, Google Video looks interesting, but YouTube looks like the future.
A few days ago, you were on record saying that YouTube is potentially at risk for millions of dollars of lawsuits. Do you see this announcement as mitigating that?
Well, under the Google umbrella, things are a little bit better, but I still think there's a serious problem. They need to deal with copyright holders and this sort of, you know, everything's going to be all right if you work with us kind of attitude probably won't succeed with everybody. So I think Google's really got to take care of that problem. I think you're going to see that addressed in the next month or so.
Bernoff made his comments after a company and analyst call announcing the deal just after today's closing of the stock market. Here now in its entirety is that conference call.
Kim Jabal, Director of Investor Relations at Google. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. On the call today to discuss the announcement are Eric Schmidt, our Chief Executive Officer of Google, Sergey Brin, the co-founder and president of technology at Google, David Drummond, senior vice president of corporate development at Google, Chad Hurley, co-founder and chief executive officer of YouTube, and Steve Chen, co-founder and chief technology officer of YouTube. First, we'll share some thoughts on the news today, and then we'll take your questions. This call will last approximately 30 minutes, and a webcast of the call, as well as the press release, are available on our investor relations website. Now I need to remind you that some of the comments we'll make today are forward-looking, including statements regarding Google's and YouTube's prospects for improving their services and creating new business opportunities and the expected timing of the close of the acquisition. These statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated, including regulatory factors, changes in economic, business, technological, and competitive factors, and the failure of YouTube and Google to work together effectively. Please refer to Google's SEC filings, including Google's report on Form 10-Q for the quarter ended June 30, 2006, for additional risk factors that may affect the outcome of these forward-looking statements. Copies of these documents may be obtained from the SEC or by visiting the Investor Relations section of Google's website. These forward-looking statements speak as of today, and you should not rely on them as representing our views in the future, and we undertake no obligation to update these statements after this call. And now I'll turn the call over to Eric.
Thanks very much, Kim. This is a very exciting announcement here from YouTube World Headquarters. And joining me are the two co-founders along with Sergey and David. Just this morning, you all saw five content distribution announcements with Sony BMG, Warner Music Group, Universal Music Group, and CBS, which in my view highlight the growing value that content owners place on the internet as a new channel to distribute and promote their work. This acquisition is an exciting next step in terms of our thinking about the evolution of the internet and video, and one of many investments that we Google will be making to make sure that video has its proper place in people's online lifestyle on the internet worldwide. Chad and Steve remind me when I first came to Google of Larry and Sergey, and I say that with great affection. They are remarkable people, and in a very short time, they have built a remarkable team, creative, innovative, visionary, and successful, the perfect example of the kind of people that we like to work with. And, of course, everyone here knows on the call that they've built an extraordinary business and a social phenomena that I've never seen before. Their vision and focus and values complement their own, and the thing that tipped us over was not the great business success of YouTube or the good working relationships, but in fact the vision, and the vision about serving their end users was exactly the same as Larry and Sergey's vision in founding Google. We believe the combination of Google and YouTube will create this very new and interesting global media platform for users, content providers, and advertisers all around the world. Chad, why don't you tell everybody both why you decided to join up with Google and also a little bit about where YouTube is going to go.
Yes, I would love to do that. Thank you, Eric. So we're excited by this announcement and thrilled to join forces with the Google team. Google has demonstrated how great ideas can change the way people find and use information. And from the beginning, we've listened to our community to create a stage where everyone's voice could be heard. And, you know, right now we're in the middle of a shift in digital media entertainment, and users are now in control of what they watch and when they want to watch it. And they decide what rises to the top, what's entertaining. So by joining forces with Google, we'll be able to sharpen our focus on this vision to create a new media platform for consumers and partners to distribute their media worldwide. And this will allow us to, you know, with Google's success in building a revolutionary new ad platform, this has inspired us to create a new model, a new platform for video content on the web. And, you know, with this new relationship, we'll combine Google's experience and have their resources and to continue on our mission to offer the most entertaining online video experience. And now I'd like to turn it over to Steve for his thoughts.
And from the technical side, you know, at YouTube, our team has built a powerful and cost-effective infrastructure that scales to serve billions of videos. Now with Google's technology and search leadership, combined with our innovative architecture, we'll have the resources to take our service to the next level. We're committed to developing creative new features for our community so they can continue to express themselves in unique and personal ways. Building YouTube this past year has been an extraordinary experience for us all, and we believe that this is just the beginning. We're extremely excited to be working with Google to define this next generation of online entertainment.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Sergey. I just wanted to tell you how excited I am about this announcement. As you all know, Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. And video is a very important part of the world's information. We spend a lot of time working on our two core areas of search and advertising. And when you think about search, oftentimes when you want an explanation or true understanding of something, what better way to see it than an actual video stream? It's just a fantastic source of information, and we think it'll be one of the keys to having comprehensive search experience is to have a great search over video. I also want to talk a little bit about our advertisers, where video is a great medium for advertising. And from that point of view, we're really excited about YouTube on that side as well, because I expect that will be a great channel for advertising. On the whole, it's hard for me to imagine a better fit with another company, both in terms of the offerings and the video platform that YouTube's built, as well as the cultural fit that this really reminds me of Google just a few short years ago. So on the whole, I'm very excited, and I'm delighted to be able to participate here with the YouTube founders on this announcement.
So thank you, Chad, Steve, Sergey. Now I think we should move on to questions. So operator, perhaps you could get the first question launched.
Yes, sir. Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please be sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that's star 1, and we'll pause for just a moment. And we'll take our first question from Mary Meeker, Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Questions first, congratulations, which is not a question, that was a statement, but anyway, moving on. There's obviously a huge amount of content on the YouTube site. There's a huge amount of searches on the Google site. how are you thinking about potentially accelerating the integration of those two services and assets, i.e. more tagging for the YouTube content? Also, what's your plan for going out to the Sonys and the Warners and the folks that you just announced relationships with today and talking to them about how you can more effectively get their stuff tagged and then ultimately monetize it? Thanks.
All right, so I'll take the first part on the integration of search and the content on YouTube. I've always felt that the YouTube experience is a combination of watching videos as well as being able to find that next interesting video. And we've had a lot of different ways that we've indexed these videos, and what we feel like is we've reached a, with Google's help and with Google's expertise in search, what we can really do is elevate the most relevant videos up to the user in an even more innovative fashion than what we've done in the past.
And this is Chad, and you know, specifically talking about our partnerships with media, you know, today announcing Universal, Sony, and CBS, you know, combined with previous announcements with Warner Music Group, we're committed to developing tools to help them identify their content and monetize it in new ways, not only by you know, having a new outlet for distribution for their official catalog, but a way to harness the power of user-generated content that didn't exist before.
Next question. Thanks, Mary.
And we'll take our next question from Imran Khan, J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Congratulations on the deal. A couple of questions. First of all, I was trying to get a better sense, why did you feel it was necessary to buy YouTube when you have a comparable product, competing product, Google Video? What was the success, what is the reason that you think was the success of YouTube that led them to, you to buy the company? And secondly, I was wondering why it's stock, not cash, because I think in the past you made cash acquisitions. And finally, the last question is, can you give us some sense about the cost side of the YouTube business, a little bit of color, what kind of cost structure you're running? Thank you.
This is Eric. When we looked around at our mission and what was out there, it was clear that Google Video is doing very well. Google Video has lots of interesting partnerships, a tremendous amount of content on it, and it's on a path to very, very tight integration inside of Google. When we looked at the marketplace and we saw what was going on, there was a clear winner in the networking and social networking side of video, in the sense that the people were using these in ways that we were very impressed with. And that's what really drove us to begin the conversations with YouTube. David.
This is David Drummond. On the your question with regard to stock, we structured this as a stock transaction in order to make it tax-free for the YouTube shareholders, which we think is a good transaction for them and for us, in the sense that in the sense that it, in some ways, made it cheaper for us. There's some very slight dilution, but we think that's this was a good structure. We're also pleased that the YouTube shareholders want to become shareholders of Google and participate with the rest of us.
And I think on the cost structure side, I can tell you, looking around, these YouTube people have not spent very much money. They're very, very thrifty. Let's go ahead to the next question.
And we'll take that question from Doug Anmuth, Lehman Brothers. Please go ahead.
Great, thank you. I had two questions. First, can you provide some details around YouTube's new content ID architecture and how that's going to be implemented in the deals that you signed this morning? And then secondly, you obviously talked a lot about the user experience. Does that mean that going forward you would probably not consider showing pre-roll ads, even on some of the licensed content that you're working with? Thank you.
Chad, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Yeah, you know, the new systems that we're putting in place are going to allow our partners to identify their content through audio fingerprinting and metadata searches, allow them to effectively see what's going on within the system. Steve, you can elaborate on some other technical details.
Yeah, we've been hard at work. The engineering team here has been hard at work at creating just improvements in ways that users and content providers can identify the content that exists on the YouTube site. So with various mechanisms about fingerprinting and audio fingerprinting, as well as keyword and context searches. We're actively in development, and we hope to release this in the next month.
And then in terms of, you know, pre-roll advertising specifically, I think we're going to be exploring a lot of options, you know, utilizing Google's advanced ad technologies and, you know, present a good experience that, you know, benefits our users' experience and also helps our partners monetize their content.
Thank you. Next question.
We'll go to Mark Rowland, Prudential. Please go ahead.
Thanks. A couple of quick questions. Number one, when you think about, and I guess this is for Eric, but when you think about monetizing YouTube and getting a return on the money that you paid, in the near term and then sort of midterm, maybe 3 years out, do you think that most of the monetization is going to be coming from search advertising or video advertising? And then second, you mentioned that it's slightly dilutive. I wonder if you could be a little bit more specific and tell us how dilutive it will be for this year and next year. Thanks.
First is, I think you know, we don't actually give guidance of any of that sort, so I really shouldn't answer any of those sorts of questions. And my sort of, I'm really not the expert on how the YouTube video opportunity will play out. What's interesting is in the relatively short period of time that the engineering people have had to talk to one another and under the constraints of, you know, due diligence and so forth, we've come up with 20 or 30 different ways in which the YouTube technology can be assisted by Google technology, Google advertising technology can be applied to YouTube traffic, Google search can be used to improve the user experience for YouTube. So we don't lack from a set of ideas, and I think Most people believe that this is just the beginning of an internet video revolution, and there will be many ways in which that video gets uploaded, monetized, and copyrights respected, which is another key component of the YouTube vision and ours as well. Next question.
And we'll take our next question from Justin Post, Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you talk at all about the revenue share features when you work with content providers, any economic outlook you can give us on those deals, and just any idea on what you use to value this this acquisition? Were you looking at cash flow returns or any kind of help you can give us on that?
We typically don't go into the details of the financials of the business deals we've been doing. I suspect YouTube has the same policy. In general, the deals are very, very good for the partner. And that's been one of the hallmarks of our deal making. David, do you want to talk about the structure a little bit?
Yeah, I think we modeled this on a more or less synergistic kind of a model. You can imagine that it might be difficult to sort of do this on a standalone basis. And you know, we feel that we arrived at a purchase price that's very fair and reflects the great value that's been created at YouTube.
Thank you.
And once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question at this time. Star 1 on your touchtone telephone. And we'll take our next question from Kevin Allison, Financial Times. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. I was just wondering, Chad and Eric, maybe if you guys could talk a little bit about the role that copyright played in sort of guiding your discussions about the acquisition, what your plan is for dealing with copyright issues. Aside from just the technical features, what other things are you doing, and what steps are you going to take to interact with studios?
Yeah, well, you know, in terms of guiding our decision, you know, from the beginning, we've always respected rights holders' rights, and we're going to continue with that mission. What this deal allowed us to do is to focus on that much more than we ever could before, to have the resources to build the systems so, you know, copyright holders can benefit from our site, and that will continue.
And this is David again. In the YouTube vision and the YouTube commitment to enforcing copyrights is very consistent with Google's. We both rely on the safe harbor of the DMCA and take many steps to discourage our users from uploading infringing material. And we cooperate with content owners to remove things whenever we find them or when we hear about them. So we think that when we with some of the deals like the ones you saw this morning, we can take even greater steps to work with content owners to protect their intellectual property rights.
Great. Thanks, guys.
And we'll take our next question from Daniel Arnell, ABC News. Please go ahead.
I'm wondering what, if anything, users can expect in terms of integration in the short term. I know a lot of people who are certainly using the sites for content wonder kind of what we're going to be seeing and how quickly.
Yeah, this is Steve. I mean, as Eric had mentioned, just in the last 48 hours, we've been rushing to create a list of all the potential integration points between Google. It's difficult to say right now exactly what we're going to be attacking first, but there's no shortage of projects in the weeks ahead.
And Sergey, from the Google side, I think we care very much about search and to, as I mentioned, to increase the comprehensiveness of search, and we would certainly want to include YouTube's videos in that. I think that we'll also work on the advertising systems, but I think that there's a great deal more experimentation and trials to be done there, so that might not happen quite as quickly in a user-visible way.
So Google Video doesn't go away right away?
No,
it doesn't go away right away or ever. I hope that's clear. Google Video is a very valuable part of the Google experience, and in fact, it's going to become even more integrated with Google overall.
Thank you.
And once again, that is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Star 1 if you'd like to ask a question at this time. And we'll pause for just a moment. We'll take our next question from Robert Peck, Bear Stearns. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is actually Victor Anthony in for Bob Peck. Just had a few quick questions. One, we're wondering whether or not there was anything particular about the MySpace deal, anything that you guys are learning from the MySpace deal that made YouTube more attractive. For example, are there any data mining possibilities that you guys could probably leverage there? Second, as far as the transaction itself, are there any breakup fees? What would prevent the transaction from closing? And we understand that there was a bidding war for YouTube. Wanted to know why did YouTube actually end up choosing Google over their other potential bidders?
Yeah, I'll take the first question. Yeah, we certainly have no intention of any kind of data mining or whatnot. I think the general takeaway that we've seen from sites such as MySpace, but you can look at others online, YouTube, obviously, Facebook, Orkut in Brazil. I think that you see that there's a new class of sites that have really developed very quickly, are very successful, and are very attractive to users and are obviously delivering a lot of value. And I think this is kind of a next generation of internet sites and companies. And, you know, we're very excited to work with them in all sorts of ways, whether it be partnerships or, in this case, as a merger, monetization relationships and whatnot. I think it's just a whole new ecosystem, and we're excited to be a part of it.
On your other questions relating to the closing of the deal, we expect the deal to close in Q4. It's subject to the normal sort of customary conditions, HSR approval and the like. The deal has been approved by all necessary corporate approvals. In fact, we've obtained all necessary corporate approvals of both companies in order to consummate the transaction. As to your last question, it's really not possible to comment on what other companies might have been thinking. We had a very good negotiation process in which we arrived at a fair deal for both parties.
Thanks.
And we'll take our next question from Laura Locke, Time Magazine. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. This first question is for Chad. Chad, you've repeatedly said in interviews and so forth that YouTube isn't an acquisition target. It's not for sale. Essentially, what's changed?
Well, those comments were made because we wanted to remain independent and continue on our mission to build great products for our users. By now working with Google, that's still the case. We're going to be able to remain independent and concentrate on building great features for our users. But now we'll be able to sharpen our focus on building the new media platform. And it also combine with Google's experience and resources to accelerate that. So that's what excites us about this deal, and we're looking forward to the future.
And what's happening to the YouTube brand? How will that integrate with Google? Is there going to be a name change?
Very much no. We have decided that it makes perfect sense to continue YouTube as a brand and as a community and as a separate business operation of Google. We think that the brand has value. We think that end users care a lot about it, and we want to preserve that. We think it has great value for end users, for the corporation, for our shareholders, and for advertisers. It turns out I'm getting the message that we need to finish up. So what I wanted to do is thank everybody for taking their time to listen to us. This is the next step in the evolution of the Internet. The Internet started off as a way in which people would communicate and talk to each other, and soon, here I am surrounded by all these video cameras and people who are the world's video experts. It's a natural next step, and one which is very exciting for Google, for YouTube, and I think for everyone's users. So thank you very, very much.